Welcome to episode 22 of the Two Song Shot. I'm Craig, and with me is
Josh, and this is the podcast that brings you two songs every week, songs you might have never heard, and once a month, songs you've requested we make for you. Sorry we missed last week. I brilliantly sprained my ankle, and Craig got sucked into this tiny thing called the World Series, but we'll make it up for you this week.
With the off-kilter sounds of Lavender by Power und Beauty.
Sweet darling, you are the letter I wrote. Crossing over the bridge to Mexico. Oh.
An interesting choice, Josh.
Yeah, I like how it kind of goes from this bouncy kind of goofy fun thing to a little bit of sorrow at the end.
Yeah, get some kind of Americana prairie ballad action going and plenty of concertina.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Who are these people?
They are an all-female group with a fondness for accordion waltzes and glockenspiels. That song was from the Gnome EP, which is available for download from Peppermill Records. We'll put a link to that in our show notes at mozomedia.com/music.
All right. And on the weeks that we don't have a sub-brilliant news for you, we bring you...
Music Trivia.
On November 3rd, 1993, Russian inventor Leon Theremin died. He's, of course, famous for the invention of the theremin, one of the first electronic musical instruments. The first theremin performance was actually with the New York Philharmonic in 1928.
Yeah, and I actually have a homemade theremin.
Etherwave induction?
Pardon?
Etherwave induction, isn't that the principles that it works on?
That might be. It's interesting because you don't actually touch it. You move your hands horizontally and vertically close to it to make different sounds. And it's very easy to make goofy kind of crazy noises with it. But there are people that I think it was, I'm not sure if it was his wife or a student of his, but I know there was this woman who became very famous for being able to perform classical pieces on a theremin, like very precisely playing the solos and such. If I had done my research, I would have her name ready, but of course I don't.
Fail.
I know. The complete...
Well, if you want more trivia, go ahead and visit thisdayinmusic.com.
Next up, we have The Blue Cathedral by Talvi Horos.
Thank you.
Interesting. It was a real kind of Philip Glass, Clint Mansell type atmospheric stuff.
Yeah. And I like how it slowly builds and becomes more and more like just becoming enfolded in its abstraction.
I think it's funny that in general, you and I have been kind of goofy and jokey during this podcast, but the music has generally been kind of serious.
Well, maybe that just says something about our natures, our totally superficial natures.
We're just completely self-absorbed.
Exactly.
Okay, well, let's take a minute and talk about Talahoros.
Yes, it is the project of composer Ben Chatwin. You can find out more about him at talvihorus.com, and you can download this particular song from Bad Panda Records. I'll put links to all of that in our show notes at mozomedia.com/music.
Hey, and while you're there, go ahead and click the Request a Custom Song button.
That's right. You can get your dream song made. You can also email us at music@mozomedia.com with your custom song request. We have started work on the next one. It actually was supposed to be out in October, but we've obviously missed that for various reasons, but we will try to hurry and get that out. But get your request in so it can be the song after that one.
Well, that about wraps it up for this episode of the Two Song Shot. Thanks for joining us.
All right. See you next week.